Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to Minority Minds Podcast and leave a 5-star rating on the show now. It helps move the podcast up in the algorithm and brings in more listeners, just like you. So let's keep growing the fan, whether it's on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever you prefer to listen to us. And as an added bonus, on Anchor, you can leave us comments, questions, and voice messages so you can be part of the show too. Thank y'all. And now let's enjoy the show. Love.
Minority Minds Podcast.
All right, so yeah, we ready to go?
I think we ready.
Are you ready, B?
I am.
All right.
Levels.
Check them.
Levels. And we back with another episode of Minority Minds Podcast. Yeah, that's how we started off, fellas. All right. We got...
We got Cardigan B
in the building. What's going on?
You know, I thought you was about to say Cardi B.
We got Godfather over here.
Shout out to the 50 boys. Nobody know. You know what? Before we move on, why did it? So I listened back to the last week podcast. I said something about 50 Boys. I was like, wait a minute, nobody knows what I'm talking about. Y'all even know what 50
Fuck
Boys
is 50
are?
Boys.
No.
BMF. That was BMF before.
I don't watch BMF. BMF.
Yeah, I haven't watched the BMF. Team no BMF.
There you go. Cardigan B over there.
Y'all don't want to watch my biopic?
I'm going to watch it.
Wow.
What, your bio? Wait, which character?
That's Meech right there.
Oh,
God
thank
damn.
Thank y'all for joining us.
You don't even know. You don't know who
it's
about.
Thank y'all for joining us.
Party over.
God damn.
The multimedia guy. You know anything multimedia.
But now we back. What's going on, fellas?
Oh, shit. You know, I'm still building a house from all the bricks I left in Rockville.
It's a big house.
Hey, we won 2 games.
Fuck you.
All right, that flow don't work no more?
I'm rusty, bro. True. I'm still trying to get my shit together on a basketball tip.
I fucking hated that float at Cathedral, man.
Cathedral only 8 feet. Still.
How you, Free? Oh, yeah, you over got nuts in your mouth right now. All right,
oh,
cool.
Shit. Oh, fit.
It's Eminem.
There you go. Still got peanuts
it's
in
a white man.
No, it's a chocolate Eminem.
So it's a white man
chocolate,
in your mouth.
Yeah. Chocolate, you're right.
Smell in your mouth, not in your hand.
His name is Marshall Mathers. Right? He's just candies from Marsh.
Oh, shit. How you doing, fam?
Yeah.
I'm all right, I'm chilling. Tired as hell. But,
oh,
you know.
Sure?
Where you tired from?
You tired from getting jaded up by my man.
Stop it.
What's his name? Scott?
Stop it. I don't know if that's his first name or his last name. We just call him Scott.
Scott.
He got
Scott
one name
like
on all his documents.
Years old.
That's why I say first, last, middle, initial, Scott.
Scott.
He just writing through all the lines.
Oh, shit.
But what's going on, Cardigan B?
Good, man. Came back from the event. Uh-huh. It was cool. Yeah, it was lit. It was lit, man. Like, it was an idea. It was a play. I was like, man, I need more business for real estate agents. For like photography and branding, and a referral came to me because this really big office, had they were honoring like all their top producers for an award show, and I was like, all right, bet I'm gonna be there, but I'm just doing it just to get in the room, just so I can be around everybody at once. It's like, oh dang, like so that was real cool, man. Even how I went about it, like. I hit up one of the dudes that's like one of the top dudes that I know. Gave him a photo shoot so I can get a review. So then when people see my logo at the event, they can go to my page, see that I shot a recognizable person, and that just adds to that credibility. So it felt great because like the idea, it sounded amazing when I started it, but then in between like. Starting and finishing, there's a lot of like fear and doubt, like, oh, like, what if this is, what if this don't work the way I thought it worked? And to know that everything went well for the most part, and just be on the other side, like, it just, it made everything worth it. Like, I'm glad, like, last time I was here, I was like, man, like, or I don't know if he was on the phone, Meech, and I was like, man, I'd rather just put my best foot forward than just not do it or kind of do it. And, yeah, I put my best foot forward, and it feels good to say that.
It's good.
Yeah, how did you feel when you asked that question on the chat and nobody responded and the next joint was a freaking meme?
You gotta give him context.
Oh, me? Oh. So he asked a question basically about self-doubt and all that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he told me about it.
Yeah, but, so the next joint is somebody sends a video that had nothing to do with what he asked. Nobody responded. Like, I was in the process of responding at the time. I looked, I was like, are you serious?
I've come to expect that. Like, because that's not the first time I've asked like a really deep question.
Right. And then you can respond it's just to
like,
a meme.
Like, oh, for real? Like, y'all just go act like I ain't said this shit? Like, fuck these niggas.
I was like, damn. Ain't nobody even getting with a reaction or nothing. It just went straight to the next subject.
So I ain't asking y'all niggas nothing no more.
It's like, god damn.
But nah, I was actually surprised when everybody responded. Like, I was surprised. I thought maybe one person said, I ain't expect you to respond. I don't even know if you responded.
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at him like everybody's like, you looking at me like, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I look at who read the joint.
Oh,
well, if I ask a serious question and I don't get no response, I'm like, who read this? That's the best thing about WhatsApp. It's like, damn. Everybody read it. No response? Man, fuck y'all.
Basically.
But nah, what we got, Free?
Oh, wait.
Break down the list. What we got?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, we got to talk about the king passing the captain. And then we got big trades on trade deadline. It's not, I mean, you know, trade deadline's not even over yet. It could be still some.
I thought it was over already.
It was over at 3.
At 3? Oh.
Yeah. All right, yeah, let's break that down. Let's go ahead. Let's break that down.
Break
let's
it down.
Mm-hmm. So you
wanna Wait, we got to talk about Bron.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because that could be, you know, say the king for the
so
last.
So I have a hot take.
Oh, here we go.
Because I really appreciate him for breaking the record. But how many points do you think Kareem would have scored if he went straight from high school? Because he went to college for 4 years.
But
he's with no 3-point line.
The only thing I say is he still played in the league like 23 years.
I agree. But think about how he did that in 20 years after he He did that after 4 years of college. He wasn't 18, he was 22.
He needed those 4 years of college.
No, hell no. That dude could have played in the NBA coming out of high school.
Nah. Coach Wu.
Nigga didn't lose a game in college. He was wasting his time.
That's because of the coach.
Look at this motherfucker.
Hating-ass nigga, man. I'm not saying that they hate on LeBron because
I know
he deserved it. But that's probably another, close to 8,000 points
yeah.
that he didn't
score. I mean, yeah,
score,
but at the same time, too, like, 10. LeBron did beat it in less games.
Less he games shot more threes.
More threes.
2,000 threes. I'm not saying it. Look, I'm not saying it in a way to hate and diminish anything LeBron does because that shit is amazing, what he did. We're probably never going to see it get broken again in our lifetime.
Nope.
But I want to also look at it from both sides. The rules changed. It's a lot easier for him to get points in this era of basketball. He's a great player, yes. But rules also apply. Kareem had to shoot the jump hook because skinny as he was, him getting knocked down a lot wasn't going to be good for him to last that long.
I mean, like I said, I don't know.
It's not really
hard. It's kind of hard to say because I haven't seen a Kareem game ever.
Me neither.
None of us.
Well, I mean, no, I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying, like, not even
on YouTube and pull up a bunch of games from a long time ago.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I never did it. But I'm just saying, like, I've seen games of like Larry Bird playing or Magic Johnson, but I've never seen like an actual Kareem Abdul-Jabbar like game. And he shouldn't even have as many points as he got, because you got to give some of them to Luau Cinder. Nigga want to change his name. You got to be two different players. You know what I'm saying? So the record been broken for real. You want to ask me?
But
he
I will
really
say,
like number five.
But I will say congratulations to LeBron, because he deserves it. He worked hard.
Yeah.
He did everything he's supposed to do the right way. He's never in the media for the wrong things outside of not reading past page one.
He's always on to a new book. Leave my man alone. He's America's fastest reader.
What so did y'all watch it live?
Hell no.
You ain't watch it live?
I watched it live.
I don't got no cable in my house.
Oh, wow.
I do got cable. I just not where I was at the time.
But no, yeah. I watched it.
That and they shit still, was tight when it was
But
live.
They shouldn't have lost. That's the only thing. Like,
you know,
man,
I don't think that they
lose.
Like, I didn't like the fact that they stopped the game.
Yeah, me neither. I don't like it.
I like back in the day, it would have been, if y'all want to do something, call a timeout. You get a lot of time for the timeout, from the wave to the crowd, everything like that. Compose yourself. Get your ass back out there and play.
Exactly.
Y'all had a whole ceremony in the middle of the game. Then y'all had to play 10 seconds. And then...
then end of the quarter.
And then end the quarter. Like, y'all should have let them feed off of that momentum. Nah, Anthony Davis hated.
So the Westbrook, like, left and came back.
Mm.
Why you think they hated it?
Westbrook just mad.
They're not good teammates. Like,
Anthony Davis didn't even stand up.
LeBron?
No, I'm saying, and Anthony Davis didn't celebrate. Yeah. He stays.
Weird.
Everybody else was like standing up cheering, and he was still sitting on the bench looking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't tell if he's upset or not, because he got that goddamn unibrow. You can't never tell what his facial expression is.
You're right about them stopping the game. That's kind of weird. I've never seen that happen before.
No, they did it for Steph when he passed the 3-point.
They stopped the game too.
They did.
Yeah,
I didn't watch that game.
And Reggie Miller and Ray Allen and all them came on the court.
Came on there and hugged them.
Yeah, they gave him a jersey with the number on, like the 2000 whatever.
So why couldn't they do that after the game?
And they still did more shit after the game. That's what's crazy. But yeah, like, so they had Kareem come. They had Adam Silver give a speech.
Yeah,
all that.
I saw the picture of Kareem. He looked like he was ready for bed.
Yeah.
It was like the second quarter. He's like, God damn, he's still playing?
Because he ain't beat until third.
16?
He didn't even play. He's not playing tonight. Hmm. LeBron.
Oh.
Yeah.
He had all them trades he had to take care of in the front office. His brain hurt. He had to go be a GM. He took off.
I just don't like the people hating on him. Like, you can't diminish what he did.
Yeah. And it's a lot of people who just like, oh, the only reason why he did it is because he never sustained any injuries. Or the only reason why he did it is because
he's benefited.
Like,
he has benefited from the technology, as he should. Yeah. Fuck.
But at the same time,
how is that? Yeah,
but
how is that hate?
There's a lot. But at the same time, there's a lot of people that didn't fucking take care of their bodies.
Yeah. But,
so it's like, yo, like.
So, but it's also, you got to understand, LeBron came in when the technology started really getting good.
But the technology was there for everybody. And, like,
niggas was playing in Chucks in the 70s, fam.
Okay, yeah, I get that. But what I'm saying is, like, look at how many other people, like, who else is, they going to say Udonis has them. He don't fucking count. I don't think it's
that
nobody
nigga ain't
else.
Played in 4 years.
Exactly. Somebody threw him an alley-oop and his knees exploded.
But if you talk about the
who
stuff
else is
that,
in the league from the time that LeBron got drafted?
He's the last one.
He's the last one in his draft.
Yeah, so just like when it comes to like the technology and everything like that, I mean,
like even with Vince Carter,
it's not only technology, it's also him.
Yeah, like, but I'm talking about like
taking care of himself.
I'm talking about in terms of like understanding. I'm not talking about these guys now who have the technology and don't utilize it. That's on them.
Yeah.
Because they stupid. I'm talking about motherfuckers that was wearing the Converse Superstar joints. They didn't know, like, you tore your ACL and that was it for your career because you could never play again.
We don't give a fuck about them because they suck.
No, they don't, because
They're trash. Like, what's they're literally playing against plumbers.
Michael, nah. Michael Ray Richardson, nah. Is that his name?
The dude they're literally that playing against ACL the plumbers we talk about.
Played for the Knicks. He was average. He was like leading the league in scoring. Tore his ACL 3 years. It took him 3 years to get back. He was like one of the top players in the league. I listen to a lot of what's basketball shit. Hmm. I'm trying to remember. I don't know if it's Michael Ray Richardson. Somebody going to correct me. I know Dre well. But dude was like a superstar with the Knicks in the 80s, in the mid-80s, before Patrick Ewing got there, and then got hurt towards ACL. Like,
they're not wearing Chucks years. In the 80s, bro.
Nah, I'm just saying, but I'm talking about like injury shit. Mm-hmm. Like a rolled ankle could have been like a month-long injury, 2 months long injury
back
then. But
that's technology back then.
But man. I will say too that like I've done it. I still do it slightly depending on like the player, but I don't really disrespect those older basketball players no more because they were the ones who had to follow all the rules. Like if you watch basketball now, they allowed to carry, they allowed to travel, they allowed to set illegal screens. Like, it's so much stuff that
crab
like,
dribble.
Yeah, that they. LeBron got some points off of that. He got about he got like 60 off the crab dribble alone. But it's like being able to do those things when you're that skilled of a player is a huge advantage.
Yes. Yes.
So
that's why niggas like Cam Thomas can score 40 points in 3 straight games and nobody even know who the fuck he is.
I know who he is.
Shut your ass up.
Because I've been telling people about it. Like, that's why I was like, Steve Nash, I think it may be on the episode that I was talking about. Steve Nash is a terrible coach. He got Cam Thomas just sitting on a bench.
He said that. I remember that.
Yeah, but we all said Steve Nash is horrible.
But yeah, well, I guess that can transition.
Nah, I mean, we could still...
Bruh. You still want to debate this?
All right, so
it's not a debate. There is no debate when it comes
to
saying.
The other thing that was crazy to me was the fact that he went over and he was talking to his sons. He had 20 points. He was like, all right, I need 16. I could do 8 this quarter, 8 next quarter. And the son was like, bro, go get it. And he was just like.
With the Jordan.
Yeah, he was just like, you want me to get it now? He was like, yeah, go out there and get it. And then he just went out there and scored the 16 points. So it's just like, it's like. The way that he can still do what he, like, mainly what he wants to do on a basketball court, the same that he did when he came into the league at 38. Like, they compare his numbers at 28 and 38.
Mm-hmm.
His field goal percentage is lower.
Lower.
But his points per game is higher. Yeah, his rebounds is higher. Yeah.
Yeah, he shoots way more now.
And he heavy in the post compared to, like, when he first started.
Yeah, because he never posted back then.
They'd be like, man, get in the paint.
I mean, Berea stopped him without having to stop him. He looked like me out there.
It was a team effort. They was collapsing the paint. Stop playing.
You were hating that nigga.
Y'all the ones hating.
He the same size as you.
The only other question that I pose now is, we all know it was coming, the GOAT conversation.
It doesn't make him the GOAT because he had the most points.
But it's, I mean, not only does he have the most points, he's fourth in assists. He's top 10 in rebounds.
And that's fine.
And then, like, even with scoring, he's, like he's behind for, like, all-time average. That's Michael Jordan, number one. Then it's, I think it's, like, Wilt Chamberlain, two.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's, like, basically KD, LeBron, and Kobe are all, like, within not even – like half points of each other.
So is the GOAT because he had all the numbers, or is the GOAT because of who he was as a player? Because that's the question. Because if you have numbers on, well, okay, maybe you want to give him that. But when it comes to impact, there's nothing he's doing if Michael Jordan doesn't do it first.
But I mean,
he's still not as dominant as Michael Jordan was. Like, niggas literally used to tell other people on the team, don't talk shit to Jordan.
Wait.
See, but like everybody.
Don't talk shit to Jordan because he's going to destroy you.
Not just Jordan. Don't talk shit to Black Jesus.
Yeah. But like the thing about it is, yeah, that's a thing. But in all actuality, like, I think that goes back to the conversation we was having about how much hate he receives. Because like Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce try to like. say like, oh yeah, we wasn't afraid of him. We were doing this, we were doing that. Then you go back.
Those was haters.
Yeah. Then you go back and look at the tape. It's like y'all wasn't doing shit. He dunked on all three. Of y'all. Yeah. He blew past
they
him.
They broke him the year before, though.
And dunked on all of y'all.
They broke him the year before.
They didn't though.
They did.
They did. It's a team like so, but these like.
So, it was three Hall of Famers against one. So they did break him, but then the next year he brought his own team.
His greatness overcame.
So
that.
It's just like what people. So my thing will always be, you know, like the unknowns. So you can't say, like when it comes to Jordan, it's just like we'll always be like, oh well, was it Phil Jackson? Was it his tandem with Scottie Pippen?
That nigga like, averaged more points without Phil Jackson before he took over.
He was James Harden.
That's disrespectful.
It's the truth.
Fuck no.
James Harden never played a lick of defense. Ever.
Jordan still okay, ever. But Jordan played defense. Jordan
and was getting put out in the first round.
Yeah, he was. His team wasn't good enough. His team. You still I need mean, a team.
Okay.
Yes, but they were fucking They were fucking terrified of him, and they were up 2-0. In the 3-game series, they still was terrified of him. Detroit, only way Detroit could ever stop him is by knocking him down and hitting him. They couldn't stop him. Joe Dumars, check him 1-on-1 without knocking him down. See how many points he put on.
That's with hand checking.
Hand checking. He still was averaging like 25, 30.
But he couldn't shoot.
Okay, neither could LeBron for the first 8 years. Exactly.
So, but I mean, what I'm saying is.
But the game was different.
It was.
You gotta stop. You just gotta stop cutting people off, right?
I'm sorry. You're making me mad.
Nah, because it's a true thing. Because it's like basketball is more than just scoring.
Yes.
So if he has more rebounds, more assists, more steals, does more on defense, like why does he not get? Just because a player has a 6-0 finals record, and they say that he's more dominant, but
he is though.
But he is, and he played defense. He could lock up anybody.
It's proven with the Defensive Player of the Year award.
At the same time, though.
Hold on. And also, he didn't grab rebounds because in that era of basketball, his job was not to grab the rebounds. It's positions that had certain jobs. Your power forward and your centers were grabbing rebounds. Your guards were getting the ball out, trying to dish it out. Shooting guard was actually shooting. Nowadays, the point guard's shooting. This positionless. It's a lot of things that go into it that benefits LeBron. Now, we can't ever say that, Jordan would do this here because we're not going to ever see it.
Yeah.
So, but if you really look
at Let me stop you right there.
Mm-hmm.
When I think their point guard or whoever got injured, remember it was 89 or whatever year that was. He averaged a triple-double in like 10 games. He had to. So he can do it, but
He played the role.
Yeah, he played his role. So just imagine if Jordan had that for his whole career where he had to do everything for the team. I'm pretty sure he would have did the same things LeBron doing now. And more.
But it's a hypothetical, right?
Exactly.
It's just like a pretty sure. And we're talking about the guy who actually did it.
So why does he
be the GOAT off of hypotheticals, and he doesn't get credit for being a GOAT because of his error. And no. He has all the numbers.
Nobody ever said he's LeBron in his generation is the best player, the most dominant player in his generation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to go into comparison, Jordan's the best player of his era.
Facts.
Anybody that's been a Hall of Famer, when his team was ready and he was ready, couldn't win the championship. In LeBron's era, even when he was as dominant as he's been dominant, people still end up winning championships on him whenever he made it. He made it 9 years in a row and he won, what, 3?
Wait.
It was eight years in a row.
Eight years in a row, he won three. Yeah. It's still a great accomplishment.
It's crazy. It's a great accomplishment, but if you look at the level of competition throughout the whole league, it wasn't the same. I mean, at the late in Jordan's career, it wasn't that good. But that Blazers team he beat was a pretty good team. That Suns team he beat was a really, really good team. That fucking Lakers team, they were older, but they were still good. The Sonics team he beat was really good. The Jazz team he beat was really good. Was the rest of the league not as good? Probably not. Probably wasn't. But the teams even went up there and beat them.
They try to downplay it because of the, you know, looking back in history. That's why. I mean, but ain't nobody trying to downplay LeBron. Like, he's one of the greatest.
That's kind
of
crazy.
Arguably.
That's actually really crazy, though, like, how people be trying to downplay the past. Charles Barkley was nice as shit.
And 6'4". Yeah.
David Robinson was
debatable at 6'4".
Bro, Shaq was fucking niggas up. Hakeem, Clyde, like, bro, these motherfuckers was amazing. It's actually pretty, it's pretty wild. I'm not, I just wanted to make note of that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they really be trying to be like, oh yeah, look at the players he played in the past, bro. Mm-hmm. What?
I think
like, even when I play 2K, right? And I be playing with like the all 90s, or like the all time Lakers. Magic nice as shit in that game. Like, Magic, all them niggas, well, most of them niggas. Even James Worthy. Like,
yeah.
These motherfuckers was great. Like, and it's like, damn, y'all really. And they pay, yeah, they play with less. Like, mm-hmm. So it's like, dang, like, I get.
But I feel like the other thing, too, that I feel gives, like, LeBron a nod is. Michael Jordan had Phil Jackson. Mm. Like, LeBron's coaches were a man from Ukraine. Like, Mike Brown is, like, starting to become a better coach. God, he had Tyronn Lue.
Like the beam.
Frank Vogel.
Ty Lue was a good coach, though.
Vogel was good, too.
Vogel was a good coach, too.
Yeah.
And so okay. is Spoelstra.
Spoelstra
was
great.
His best coach. Spoelstra was his best coach.
Why?
And he was trying to run Spoelstra out the first year.
Why was he his best coach?
Have you seen what the fuck he does?
Because he's the best coach. I mean, it's just that dude. He knows the most about basketball. He can scheme.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the finals with Jimmy Butler, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Jordan Jr. Butler, what are you talking about? That's
son,
Michael Jordan's
real.
Son. I don't know who these. I don't know who Marcus is. I don't know who this Marcus nigga is that they talking about.
Nah, but for real, it's like the debate's never going to be able to really be settled because we'll never see them play against each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll never see them play in each other's errors. So it's like it's all about what you like. Me, I'm never going to put anybody above Jordan.
Yeah, I think it's all preference.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all preference.
And these youngins that talk about LeBron, they have every right to look at him. They look at LeBron the way we looked at Jordan.
Yeah.
Except for you. Cause
that's
like
who
Muggsy
they saw.
Bugs.
That's who they saw.
Yeah,
so.
I
say this, though. Like,
I'm tired of seeing that bald head nigga selling Fruit of the Looms.
As far as, like, not just, like, who the greatest, but just impressive, like, the fact that I think the thing that really just always that just stands out the most is this man probably like the arguably the only one that was like, oh, everybody knew he was lit coming out of high school.
Yeah, they put the expectations on him before he was in the league and he surpassed all of them.
Man, bro, he mm-hmm. fucking shattered that shit. And that motherfucker came up. That motherfucker's a billionaire. Like
yeah.
What the fuck?
And it's just like what another like, thing that I don't think that he gets credit for is the fact that he was a 18, 19 year old leading grown men.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I mean, like, he's special.
Yeah, yeah.
He's one of one. You'll never see another one like him.
His son and coming.
Nigga.
So y'all think we
second
gonna see
of his name.
Something else like him? Like someone
no.
break his records?
It's gonna be a while.
You're gonna be 85 years old talking about I remember LeBron was playing.
LeBron was playing.
Was good.
So it's like, all right, so we got to witness one of the greatest things ever in sports history to break that record, right? We've seen LeBron do that. We've seen Tom Brady do whatever.
Amazing shit.
Funny. We saw Kobe score 81.
We're literally blessed to see
like
all
we're the
this
best
shit.
Ever,
and we
we the goats.
Yes,
we the goats.
And we saw
we
a black
see,
president.
About to say
we
got
to vote for him.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to see the
black
president.
Oh, black president. See,
bruh, yeah. Twice.
Damn. Second time wasn't as fun as
we got to see.
We got to see a Black Panther,
and we got to see real white rappers, not Vanilla Ice.
Facts.
Not the bullshit people that they was putting out there. Motherfucker, white boy who could actually spit some shit.
Hey, shout you talking about Post Malone. Shout
out that. Ooh, I'm on the fire.
That's a hit, though.
Yeah, facts.
But, like, it's been a blessed, like, fucking lifetime.
Yeah, I mean, at least we get to see this, all of this greatness, because they making it hard to live out here.
Man, we saw Michael Jackson. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, like, God damn.
I'm still mad at you about that beast, but I ain't going to put it on wax.
About what?
What? We're not going to talk about it after the show.
And we got to see R. Kelly pee on somebody.
Oh, God.
Wow. What we got free?
You
got
to see the rise of all. Be all right.
What we got free?
Today is the trade deadline. So. Yeah. Speaking of, since we just mix music and sports, and we had some trades, like I feel sorry for. Let's all bow our heads and say a prayer for Scottie Pippen Jr.
His stepdaddy is on the team.
His stepdaddy is on his team now. So his mom used to date Malik Beasley, and he just got traded to the Lakers, the team that drafted Scottie Pippen Jr. So just like, damn, she
steal that nigga.
She really fucked his life up.
Hey, have you ever seen Major League?
Damn. The baseball joint. Right?
Yeah. Remember when he slept with the third baseman's wife? And then they had to come into the game.
That's how it is for Scottie Pippen Jr.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah. So
how would you feel if you was in that situation?
He would have got hands as soon as he walked in the door. It had to be on site. Exactly. Because I can't beat my mom up, so you getting beat.
Every day at practice? Every
exactly. Day. And don't let him jay you up.
Cutting me. Or you sending me to the G League.
About to say.
You getting beat every time I see you.
Because he got one time to call me son. Just imagine, you make a good shot, he slap you on the ass, be like, good job. Son. Good job, son.
Bitch,
like, he could be saying it like the way we say son as my boy, but it's like, nah.
Ain't your fucking
watch your motherfucking mouth. I'll stuff you in one of these lockers, bitch.
All right, man, so what's the most important trade?
The most important trade? Or the biggest trade.
Yeah, I would say the biggest trade.
Okay, biggest trade. What was the biggest trade?
The biggest trade is the KD trade.
Man,
of course.
Because I was
out at the bar when that train got announced.
For real?
Yeah. I literally was sitting at old Ebbets Grill, and I looked up at the TV and it said Durant traded to the Suns, and I was like, Durant just got traded.
Yeah, I woke up. I was like, I see Durant in a Suns jersey. What the fuck they talking about?
Exactly, Durant. Right?
That's crazy.
And it just like was seeing it for so long and hearing about it for so long. And actually, they was in the running before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
I think they stole them, but I think the Nets came off better.
For the future.
Yeah, but the Nets are the dumbest and the worst franchise in NBA history.
Nah, wow. Clippers exist with Donald Sterner, fam.
Boy, nah, they just had a close
they
second.
Just because he was racist don't mean, like, listen.
That nigga traded people because they were black.
But he liked money.
So, let's take it back.
I already know.
The washed up, exactly, washed up Paul Pierce and KG.
Mm-hmm.
They trade all these draft picks to Boston for those washed up two, right? Try to make it seem like they had this power team.
Don't forget Joe Johnson.
Yeah.
And Darren Williams.
Yeah. Joe Johnson, Darren Williams is already on the team. So Joe Johnson, Darren Williams, they traded all of these draft picks, right? So these draft picks end up being Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. Like, the list goes on.
Oh, my God.
They got fleeced.
Yeah. So then, after that, they just did, like, they made up. They were sorry. They was the sorriest team in the league for a long time. Then they had, you know, D'Angelo Russell, Spencer Dinwiddie, Caris LeVert, Jared Allen.
Mid-level players.
But no.
They were a good team.
Yeah.
With a good coach.
They were all complimentary players of each other. They had a young core of a good team. They made the playoffs with this young team that were just going to only get better.
Mm-hmm.
Start trading all of them away to bring in KD, Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
They were both hurt, never played. Then they bring in James Harden. They have this big three that does nothing. And they, like I said, stayed hurt. Kyrie didn't want to get the jab, so he wasn't playing the no jab. Games. So it's like, then it's that whole situation. Then James Harden is unhappy, so they trade him to Philadelphia for Benjamin Simmons. And he is by far the scariest motherfucking softest basketball player in all of it. Like, he just doesn't care about basketball. He can't.
Would you say he's like, dang, sorry.
Go ahead.
Would you say he's like Andrew Bynum? Because Andrew Bynum at one point was getting really good. Then he just stopped.
But he was scary. He just never liked basketball.
Yeah.
He
ain't like basketball. This motherfucker be scared.
So, but there's a caveat to both of those trades. With the first trade, new owner. New owners always do bad trades.
Okay.
Per Bill Simmons, because he talks about it all the time. And the second time, new owner. Bad trades, trying to, you know, drum up interest, because really I don't think they'll have that many fans in Brooklyn.
Nope.
Mm.
So they try to bring names in. I mean, honestly, all they had to do was stop trying to get superstars and just keep building their team. They'd be fine.
Or just let Jay-Z stay in his chair.
Well, he doesn't own the team anymore. He's a agent.
Mm.
They fired him. But so, yeah, but
so
like,
who won the trade?
The trade. Honestly, I don't know.
Did you break down who got traded?
Yeah, so break it down.
All right, so TJ Warren and Kevin Durant went to the Suns for Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, and four draft picks.
Mm.
One was a first rounder, right?
Yeah.
The Suns won that.
No.
The Suns won that for this year and this year only. Because if they're healthy... That's a big if. Kevin, they're healthy, Durant
isn't even like he's might not even right pass now. A physical. He hasn't played in a month.
In 2 weeks, he'll be healthy, and you know a healthy Durant is a scary motherfucker.
With the old ass,
it don't
Chris
matter.
Paul.
He don't. But he don't need Chris Paul. He just need Chris Paul. Just give him the ball, and he'll J you up.
But I think Devin Booker just missed like 2 months.
Yes,
that's Devin Booker. He, you know.
But I'm just saying he's really the main person that's going to be helpful.
Not now.
No, I'm saying that's going to be helping KD.
Right.
KD.
He's going to be the number
two.
So,
the bright side of it, the only reason why I'll say that Phoenix won the trade is because they have Monty Williams as their coach.
Yep.
Okay.
So, that's one reason. It's yet to be known what Brooklyn is going to do because they make bad decisions. They probably going to end up firing the coach, Jacque Vaughn.
Who was brought in by Kyrie and LeBron. I mean, KD. That's what they wanted.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he probably on his way out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's about to be a whole nother thing, so.
But so.
I mean,
so
if they use these draft picks right, yeah, they could potentially win.
Build a good team.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, within 2 years, that Suns team is probably going to be terrible again.
Mm-hmm.
Because for one, Chris Paul is about to—he's literally too old now. He doesn't look as good as he used to. They don't—who they going to guard now? Because the guy that was guarding all the best wings is in Brooklyn now.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Johnson was a good stretch guy that spread the court up. He's gone. DeAndre Ayton is still playing video games every day.
That's all of them too.
Yeah,
that's every NBA player now.
Yeah, but like, yeah, some actually are still good.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen? Like, is KD going to be like?
And he's there for 4 years because he just signed. Yeah.
I would take the flexibility over being tied down. And 9 times out of 10, Ben Simmons is going to be gone after this season.
Oh yeah.
So they just restarting. I think they won.
What's the next trade? That's the biggest.
Well, the trade that sparked the KD trade. The Kyrie Irving trade to the Dallas Mavs. So, Kyrie and Markieff Morris was sent to the Dallas Mavericks for Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, one first-round draft pick, and 2 second-round draft picks.
I didn't know Markieff Morris was still in the league. I thought is that the one that got knocked out by Jokic?
I think that's
Marcus. That was the one that's on the Miami Heat.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
They both suck. Yeah. I always bet the under on both of them.
So, good trade for Dallas or bad trade for the Nets. I think it's a good trade for the Nets.
Yeah, I say yeah, like I said, good trade for the Nets. I say it's a good trade for the Nets for like the future of the Nets. I don't see Kyrie and Luka working. Like they won yesterday, but Luka didn't play.
Right.
So I don't really see that working out.
Luka gonna slap the shit out of Kyrie. He was like, "Man, you know what? We should start our own league. I ain't playing tonight." Luka was like, "Shut up and go get dressed. When y'all get see, dressed right now."
When y'all see Luka with the dashiki on,
Marquise gonna be mad. Shit.
They about to have some Black History Month jerseys. They about to come up with some whole new uniforms. He about to get the Mark Cuban.
So, with this trade, what does that rank Dallas in the West?
Well,
shit, they like
I don't think it changed them.
Yeah, they're still I think 6 or 7 right now. So
I'm saying like for the rest of the season, where do you see them at?
Well, now first they round. Done drop back. I feel like they dropped down because of the other trades that happened.
Yeah, they going out in the first round. That's if they make it.
Facts. I don't know. I'm not a fan of the trade.
Yeah,
me either.
Finney Smith was good for him. Like, now, if they could have traded like Tim Hardaway, I could be like, okay, that might be a better
because
trade.
Now you've got rid of like you got rid of the person that was coming off your bench and Jalen Brunson before the season started. Well, you didn't get rid of him, but yeah, he left.
Said, you coming to New York? He's like, all right,
man. So he left. Then you replace him, like. Well, I guess with Spencer Dinwiddie, then you get rid of him. So it's like you lost your depth. And that's what a lot of people forget is that you need depth in the playoffs.
Exactly. You need at least 7 to 8.
Yeah.
That's usually all the rotation. Now you got 4.5. Because who's their center? Is Davis Burton?
No, they got Christian Woods.
Oh, God. Wow. Is Burton still playing?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I haven't watched a Mavs game in a long time.
Low ass shoulders he got.
Make me sick. I don't even know how his jersey stay on. His nipples be about to be out. Yeah. Got the weakest bitch shoulders I ever seen.
So far, Brooklyn's been a part of the two top trades. What's the next trade? The next blockbuster.
The next blockbuster trade was the Russells.
Jack Russells.
D'Angelo returns to where he broke up Happy Homes and the Lakers. So it was a 3-team deal between the Lakers, the Jazz, and the Timberwolves. The Lakers got D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, and Jared Vanderbilt. Utah got Russell Westbrook and Juan Toscano-Anderson. Minnesota got Mike Conley and Nikhil Alexander Walker.
It's a lot to digest.
It is.
Is Westbrook going to get bought out?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
He's made adverse comments about the Utah Jazz fan base.
Yeah.
That
fucking racist. That's what it is.
Basically. I mean, he wasn't wrong. Okay, so I think the Lakers got the best end of that trade. Except for, you know, keep D'Angelo Russell and his phone away from you when you go out.
Yep.
He don't get to hang out with nobody.
Yeah. Facts.
They say you get to go to the practice gym, the main gym, and then you take your ass home.
I don't think he's the best player that they picked up in that trade.
Nope. I think it's Vanderbilt.
So do I. Pretty good. I don't know why he keeps getting traded, but Duke and Paul can do a lot. You never seen him play, of course.
Of course not.
I mean, he was with the Timberwolves and he was with the Jazz. He's pretty good. Malik Beasley is going to the Lakers.
Scottie Pippen's
the stepdaddy.
Yeah.
Scottie Pippen's tunnel brother.
Oh, that is sick.
That's so terrible.
Tunnel brother.
Oh my god. Oh my god. So how do you as a Lakers fan feel like with these trade with that trade?
Okay, well, guaranteed 6th seed. I like it.
You think it's guaranteed?
Y'all got a long way to go before y'all get to the 6th seed.
Yeah.
10th right
it's
now.
It's already
they're only but like it's a difference of like 2 games.
Yeah, man. Y'all gonna lose tonight because LeBron not playing.
Yeah, that's true.
And then none of these players are going to play yet either because they just got traded. Exactly. They ain't even touched down yet. Hey, it's probably about like 7 people. The bench probably empty. Y'all better, like, y'all shouldn't even play Anthony Davis because this is the type of game he get hurt.
Yeah, for the whole career.
Like, what's wrong with you? My eyebrows too heavy.
No, I mean, if he's, that's a big ass if. If he stays healthy,
it won't matter
because
they need to put him, like, he need to have on ankle braces, knee braces, elbow pads, shoulder pads, a neck brace, mouthpiece, headband.
That's not like football right there.
Yeah. He need to have all that shit on.
Just put the whole item list on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, what you got in the supply closet? Put it on him. I don't want to see no motherfucking skin. Give him a face mask and the goggles.
So you think 6?
Yeah. So you telling me, as a LeBron fan, you don't have the faith in your man to bring him to the 6th seed?
So, as a LeBron fan, I do. As a basketball realist, I don't. Because it's a lot that has to go on. It's like, it's the whole thing of, like, all right, chemistry.
Let me change it. Guaranteed play-in.
I mean, shit, if y'all 10th, y'all already in.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
But, yeah, so, I mean.
So, does this trade make y'all better than a fully healthy New Orleans?
Hell no.
Yes.
Hell no.
So the only thing that I say is that they made moves before, and that's not the only move that they made before the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
the Rui Hachimura trade was good for them too.
Yeah, okay. So they got Rui Hachimura. They added these pieces. Then they also added Mo Bamba.
He got
But a fully healthy Pelicans team was number one. Yeah, think about that. They were number one for the season.
I mean,
until, you know, Zion got a little bit too much gumbo in his system. And then
stop talking about my boy. All right. But nah, I mean, I get it. But at the same time, like, what, last year, 2 years ago, Wizards was number one?
It's the Wizards, bro.
I mean, it's the Lakers.
It's literally the Wizards. One of the worst franchises ever.
Are y'all better than Memphis?
No, of course not.
What about Memphis? Denver?
Come on.
I'm asking.
You're naming these top teams.
I'm
okay.
Going down this list. What about the Warriors?
Yes.
No. A healthy Warriors team?
Healthy.
But they're not healthy.
No, that's what we're saying. If they're healthy. No.
We talk about this year right now.
This is this year. If they're healthy, the Warriors can be scary.
But they're not healthy. Steph Curry just got hurt.
We talk about healthy.
That's what we're saying.
We understand what the situation is. We understand. We're talking about healthy-wise because the Lakers ain't healthy neither.
I mean, the only person that's never healthy is Anthony Davis. Everybody else
LeBron's
is good.
LeBron's hurt. Ankle injury tonight. That's why he's not playing.
That nigga. Well, he over-celebrated.
Yeah. Damn right.
His ankles are fine. He just ain't want
to
play.
He saw Bronny rocking them J's. He was about to trip him up and roll his ankle.
He said, man, he wore them joints because they was free. He got his own Nike deal. I don't give a fuck. I'm the GOAT. I got my son a Nike deal. You ain't did shit for your sons. He's selling your used shoes. He got you autographing your used shoes and selling them in the trophy room. He ain't got no trophies. He only got Boys and Girls Club trophies. Sorry, motherfucker. He got kicked out of college. Fuck your son.
So what's the next trade?
The next trade,
you want to go quick?
No. I mean, that was, the rest were just like.
Smaller trades?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
So what trade stuck out to you as a basketball fan?
As a basketball fan, I would say Sadiq Bey going to the Hawks.
It's good. Yeah.
Because, like, he was in Detroit. A lot of people didn't get to see, like, how talented he was and things like that. But, like, him going to the Hawks and it being, like, you know, him, Trey Young, DeJounte Murray. Like, they got a nice little young team that he's going to be able to.
He's going to square up on Trae Young in a month. Mm-hmm. When he's standing in the corner and Trae Young just dribbling in front of three people and just jacking up a three.
But
still to shoot out that little nigga, young.
balding ass motherfucker.
Nigga 12 going bald.
That nigga like when you drop a lollipop on a carpet. Why you picked up all that lint?
Oh, that's fucked up.
Oh, and also, no, I'm gonna change that to Bones Highland.
Going I thought to, so. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, Bones Highland going to the Clippers.
You don't even know who Bones Highland is.
I've seen him. I've seen him.
I can't believe they traded him.
Yeah, I don't like that for Denver at all.
But apparently he wasn't getting along with the head coach.
He probably wanted more playing time.
But they still have all these other players. Like they got Aaron Gordon. He's actually doing good this year.
But you know,
I understand.
Like
they also got Michael Porter. It's not enough. It's not enough.
He trash.
I hear you. It's not enough of the ball to go around.
Yeah, that man soft as a jellyfish.
But you know, in the playoffs, when they start to smother Jokic, and he can't get passes off, you're gonna need somebody else to hold the ball and be able to run offense too. Because Jamal Murray, yes, he's a great player. He can shoot and do all that stuff, but he's not a natural point guard. Bones can play point guard and pass the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He can score and pass. So, I mean, like, watch how good the Clippers are with him starting.
Yep.
Man, everybody been on the Clippers for 4 years. They suck.
I ain't know. Nigga, light the beam. Yeah, catch us. But, nah, I thought that was a really good trade because he got traded for – who did he get traded for?
No, cause
Reggie, or was it just picks?
I think it was a pick on like a big. What is that? What the white guy? I think it was
a white guy on the Clippers.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Was it Luke Kennard?
I think it was.
Yeah, it was. Luke Kennard.
Yeah, Luke Kennard. Yeah,
ain't really been doing shit for him.
Mm.
Like,
yeah,
it's a good trade for them.
And like I said, it's also like protects them for the future.
Yeah. Because, you know, you only get, like, 25 games for Kawhi.
So, oh, yeah. Go ahead. The other Russell. Because I wanted to get into, like, the personal aspect of being traded.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what you mean, like...
Explain.
All right, so as a player, you know, this is your job.
Yeah.
You just get to go whatever city you're in that you live there now. But since you're playing all for this team for how many long you're playing, all of a sudden you get traded. Like, oh, shit, I have to move. I have to move my family. I have to look for schools. Mm-hmm. I have to find out where I'm going to live now. Like, that's kind of traumatizing when you think about it. Like,
it all depends. Yeah.
But, like, because I know Roger Bell talked about it in his podcast. Mm-hmm. There's, like, a special little realtor that all the NBA players go to.
Oh, really?
For every city, they would get referred to them, and they kind of do that process. So, like, what could happen is you might go and spend a couple of days in a hotel while they try to find you a house. You keep your family back home until you actually find a spot. Or sometimes they might just get a condo for the rest of that year, let their family stay where they're at. Mm-hmm. That way the kids can finish school. Then they might make a move after.
Okay.
You good over there?
Yeah,
I'm good.
You falling asleep?
They should have just hit up Beast the Realtor. They would have been.
But yeah. So I want to say a lot of it is depending on like your contract or whether or not you even are going to stay on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see Kyrie buying a house in Dallas yet.
Yeah.
Because he might say, "Fuck it, I'm going to Suns next year."
Yeah. Chris Paul retires and Kyrie goes to the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
Dun dun dun. Really,
and he fucks up that franchise too.
Now, do you really think, okay, people say a lot of bad things about Kyrie from the media side. Mm-hmm. Players never say bad things about Kyrie. Where do you think the truth lies?
The player. I always go with the players.
So, he's not a bad teammate, they say.
I don't think so.
So, what's the problem?
I would say it's, like, part of it is, like, he's not a bad teammate, but he doesn't always do what's best for the team. So it's like I get it. It's your body. You don't want to get the shot. That's one thing. But like getting suspended and missing games over your political views is slightly.
You have to
like,
be available.
You know, like that's kind of like a thing. So like I said, like his teammates could like him, but at the same time, if you're missing games and you're like, you're the key person on the team, that's kind of a thing.
It's selfishness.
Yeah.
I agree. Because I feel like he's selfish in a way where he lets whatever he feels distract from what's important, because the team is important. If you feel the way you feel, like, you can do your stuff on the side and, you know, you can still highlight it, but you got to also understand how that affects the people around you. Mm-hmm. That makes sense, B?
Yeah.
This nigga sleep. He said, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, so, and like you said, that's the main thing, like being conscious of how your actions are going to affect the team. Mm-hmm. So like, you have the whole off season to do a lot of the things that he does, where he could do it without consequence.
So how many more years in the NBA do you think he has?
I mean, he's not that old. I give him like you mean like playing at a high level or just in general?
Just in general, because I think you run out of teams, you keep doing the stuff to distract from what the sport's supposed to be about.
Yeah, so I mean, I say he gets one more contract. And after that contract, depending on how he does on that contract, will determine if he plays like, you know, another 2 or 3 years after that.
So you're saying he's gonna be in China in 3 years?
Well, no, I'm saying he got like 6 years in the league. He'll probably get like a four year contract, and depending on how that goes, that will determine if he gets another contract or if he's worth it.
So is he gonna be Craig Hodges?
He could, cause I don't see him winning a championship this year. So I don't know.
What do you think, Gil?
It's hard to say, cause this is a free agency year for him after this, and
he's teams not doing himself any favors.
He's not. That's what I'm saying. Like, teams still want him because of his high skill level, but mm-hmm. it's too much distractions like to come with that. Mm-hmm.
So, it's hard. Like, yeah, yeah. Me as an owner, I'd be like, I get you, bro, but I need you to play. Mm-hmm. And I would, you know, like, it would help if there was more black owners in the league, because then they could be like, hey, want to support you in what you're doing, but we need you to be available. Mm-hmm. But it's like the mistrust, because all of them are like white almost.
Mm-hmm. Most of them.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I feel like he just needs, he might be better off not playing after a while, because I just don't think his heart's in it the way that his heart was in it early in his career. Because mm-hmm. I feel like when he left Cleveland is when he started really not really feeling basketball the way he used to.
Yeah, and well, I think it's more so once he left.
Was Boston?
I think it was Boston. Cause I think like Boston was like an eye opener for him, mm-hmm. because he thought that it was so easy and so sweet, mm-hmm. and that he could, you know, like, you know, it's like when you're like a teenager turning your early 20s, and you don't want to listen to nobody, yeah. and you feel like you know everything, and then your ass end up almost homeless, mm-hmm. and now you're begging for help, but it's like you had the help. You just wasn't ready to listen. You wasn't trying to listen. You mm-hmm. thought you knew everything. So it's just like he's been trying to make his, it's almost like he's been trying to make his way back to LeBron ever since he left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta get back to my love.
Carry me.
So we think Westbrook's gonna get a buyout?
I think so.
What about Pat Bev?
I wouldn't care less. I don't
know. You know, I think
his contract ain't big enough to even get bought out. They'll just like,
he could go $5.
Just let him sit on the end of the bench still.
I think he could help a championship team coming off the bench.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he got six fouls that he know how to use.
If I'm going to State, yeah, I know I just got Gary Payton, but fuck it. That would, I don't be want smart. Him hurting Steph. Yeah. Bring your ass over here and hurt them other motherfuckers. Shit.
What else we got, Free?
Oh, well, this one, I can't wait to rub this in my coworker's face, because I told him James Wiseman was trash.
Damn.
And, like,
that won't hurt.
But it was really just a thing of they had, like, because of all the injuries, they ended up high in the draft, and they could just be like, it doesn't matter who we draft. Yeah. We don't need them.
You think they should have got LaMelo?
No. That takes the ball away from Steph. Like, how are you going to grow LaMelo, I mean, and you still have the greatest shooter ever?
They got Jordan Poole.
Exactly.
Okay, that's another one. That's gonna
it's
get the ball.
It's for the future, though.
Man, fuck the future. Like, you still have Steph, the greatest shooter ever. Like, he still is your team. He got another 5 years.
But the thing about it is, you, like, with Steve Kerr and their offensive scheme, having LaMelo makes it easier for Steph. It takes some of the load off because he doesn't have to handle the ball and try to score. He doesn't have to try to create for himself. You have someone that can create for him and make it easier.
I got one they could have drafted. Tyrese Halliburton.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of people they could have drafted.
Obi Toppin, Danny Adjectives.
Avdija. Stop playing with my
Danny
boy.
Adjectives.
He's a bucket getter. Stop hating.
Josh Green, Sadiq Bey, Precious Achiuwa, Tyrese Maxey, Emmanuel Quickly, Pritchard, Jaden McDaniels. They could have just traded back and got more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I see why they wanted Wiseman, because he was pretty good. He just got hurt. And
like, he wasn't. He didn't even you didn't even get to see him play.
I saw him in high school. He got hurt in college.
And I thought he got in trouble too for his eligibility.
Oh, because
he was taking money. He was a problem from the beginning.
Didn't Penny buy him the house that they was living in?
Yeah, something like that.
It's not his fault. He a kid. Shit, that's Penny's fault.
But like I said,
yeah, that's why Penny hurt now.
You talk about of course a 7-footer is gonna look good in high school.
That's not true. I've seen some sorry motherfuckers playing in high school.
They 7-foot. Like
yes, nigga. I watch games every week. I watch more high school games than NBA games.
7-foot?
I seen them 7-footer look sorry.
Anyway.
I doubt it. I don't even think it's nobody in this whole area 7-foot.
I used to coach private school. I used to see other people. I'm just saying. But go ahead.
Yeah. What else we got, Free?
Well, you know, we got a couple people going back to teams that they previously played for. So Gary Payton II is going back to Golden State.
It's a good trade.
John Wall most likely going to get bought out because he just dissed Houston on a podcast like 2 weeks ago. But he's going back.
Do you think it's over for him?
I do.
I do too.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's over for him. I think it's over for Westbrook.
I don't think it's over for Westbrook because he wasn't playing bad.
He's
made for bad teams.
Westbrook is in the run for sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
He's not washed like people say he is. Like,
but I get it. But I'm just saying, like, looking at the numbers.
Sixth man.
I think that's his role.
He has too many. Like, I think the opposite, though. But like you said, he's another person who's running out of teams.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to make him your number one option.
No. Yeah.
He don't want to, like, he's too headstrong and doesn't really want to come off the bench.
Yeah, he still thinks.
The perfect team for him?
Shanghai
If he comes off the bench.
The Memphis, Beijing Bucks.
The Memphis.
Memphis, if he comes off the bench.
If they were smart to do it, like, put him on the bench.
That or, like, if he wanted to, like.
No. Memphis is too, like, Memphis is about to, I think Memphis
is
about
teammate.
To be on
I'm
the
I'm sorry
deep.
For cutting you off, but no, he's a good teammate.
It's not about him being a good teammate or not. It's just the fact of, like, the energy and the atmosphere around Memphis right now. Like, they're about to be, like, one of the hated teams in the league.
So why not get
the most hated player
exactly,
right now?
Exactly, Westbrook. I guarantee you, because he's getting traded, he got traded and then bought out. He'll come in there motivated as fuck. They might fuck around and win.
That would be a good pickup.
Yeah.
if he actually sticks to his six man role.
He done got into it with
Josh. Or he just go to fucking Miami.
He gonna get into it with Dylan Brooks in practice. Then you gonna see both of them have black eyes, like when Ross Strickland punched Tracy Murray. Super light skin. Big nigga
but,
stepped on my toe.
I mean, if you think about it, he can offer way more to teams than John Wall can right now.
Yeah, but I honestly think that, like, what you gotta, well, what I'm, the way I'm looking at it is, he's already been in the league like 15, 16 years,
and still can get buckets. He's not washed.
I mean, I didn't say that. Like, Carmelo wasn't washed, but he still, like, ended up out of the league.
I don't know why teams don't want him. Like, he's
because
a bucket.
Because Carmelo, you have to be able to do it on both ends.
Exactly. If you're going to play the role that he's at in this point of his career, you got to be able to defend somebody. This nigga don't defend nobody. He take bad shots still. That damn turnaround jump shot every fucking day.
So, but like, I mean, no, that's how I just feel like I said, between Westbrook, Wall, a couple of those guys, I think that they may be looking at the end of their careers without them necessarily wanting it to be.
Shout out to Will Barton. I thought he was going to be good for Washington. I don't know what happened.
Washington just stinks. Like, did you hear what, like, Spencer Dinwiddie said it. He was like, everybody's just playing for contracts, like auditioning for other teams and things like that. Like, they're not a unit that's trying to win together. They're it's all just up. Trying to do their own thing. And
this is true. Like,
I don't know. Because last year, we started off good, and it was looking like our coach was like a good coach, and all that shit just went away. Yeah. Everything is like, everything that gets done now is hella questionable.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what their direction is.
Yeah.
They still ain't worse than Houston.
I mean,
what is that?
Exactly. What that but like,
yes.
Oh shit.
But yeah, Houston, I don't even like they're real young. And I don't even know their coach. They don't have no direction
Steven
either.
Paul Silas or something.
I don't know neither one of the Silas. The only Silas I know is from How High.
Silas, don't forget
me. Silas.
But yeah, so.
Got weed. Got blood.
All right, well, the biggest weekend is coming up this weekend.
Yeah, the biggest event in sports.
Exactly. My man, birthday is this weekend.
Yeah, don't tell the world.
The world already does.
Oh, by the time they hear this, it's going to be past.
Shit, what do you mean? Just tomorrow, fool. But nah. Yeah. What we doing, son? What we doing?
I don't know. Literally don't know.
I got the free day. I got a free day.
You got a free day?
Yeah.
Oh.
You got a free pass for the day.
Oh, shit.
What day?
Sunday.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it
out. Somebody come up with something. Shoot. I'm not good at these things. I want to watch the Super Bowl. That's all I know. And
yeah, I know. That's what I know you was doing. So I know.
I want to watch Rihanna run, dance up on the stage with that new pregnant body.
No, it's not Rihanna. It's Rihanna.
Wow.
I don't give a damn. She can be Brianna for all I give a damn.
Just shake that ass.
I want to see all that forehead.
But now, what's. What's
draw
the,
a line down the middle of it. I slack both of them.
I mean, we could always just get a table at the spot.
That's fine.
But we'll talk about it offline.
Yeah. Anyway, predictions. Who you got?
You want me to go first?
It don't matter who you got.
I actually think it's going to be the Eagles. I think their defense is just ridiculous. And front four.
Okay.
I hope to be wrong because I do want to see Mahomes win another.
Me too.
But the way it looks like, if he's still injured and the O-line don't block that well, it could be nasty.
Mm. I'm like, going with the Kansas City Football Chiefs.
Hell yeah.
He doing it, man? From the odds.
I'm going to just go for the Eagles because they're on the East Coast.
Wow.
No information at all.
I know the color is green.
Wow. Oh, shit. So, yeah, Sunday's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
before we get off, I want to say rest in peace to Coach Troy. He was a track coach at Pilate when I coached there. Passed away on Monday. He was sick not that long, apparently, and he just passed away and was kind of sad. He was a good dude. He won the school their first ever track championship. He was a good guy.
Condolences.
Yeah. Rough one. And shout out to Gabby. This is B-Day today.
Oh, yeah?
In Atlanta right now.
Okay. I'll talk about it all.
Well, you know, he got cleared by everybody, doctor and everybody, you know, after the accident. So he good.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I want him to enjoy his birthday, you know.
He's safe out there.
He's been through a lot in his life. So,
He better be careful out there.
Yeah, man, watch out for them boys dressed like girls.
Jumping out them sprinting tracks.
Oh, shit. Anybody else? Yeah,
any other shout outs, Realtor?
Nah, no shout outs.
Shout out the ugly,
dude, ugly
cardigan coming. Dude, ugly cardigan.
And good vibes. And shout out to Nardo. I don't know why. Just shout out.
Wow.
Nardo. Oh, is it because of that post when he was like, "Man, give me my flowers while I'm still here" on Facebook? It was random.
I didn't even see that, but nah, he's a good guy. He's a great guy.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
But shout out to Nardo though.
Yeah, shout out to Frio and that little ass hat he got on.
It's a fitted.
He got on two shirts.
Wow. Shout out to Jay-Z.
He dressed like Jay-Z did in the early 2000s. He's got a long gray shirt and a short shirt. Under the...
Hey, yo, shout out to Meech because we had a lit-ass conversation. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Dang, that joint was tight.
All right, we'll take that off mic, though.
Pause. Damn, I don't get my shout out?
You got his shout out.
I wasn't even at that.
Yeah, that's it. I want to talk about it off mic.
Shout out to Gail for the snacks and the water.
I want to talk off mic. That's why.
All right.
Yeah. All right. We out.
Minority Minds Podcast.